From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Police in the Tacoma, Washington area are searching for a man who burst into a coffee shop early this morning and opened fire at four police officers who were working on their laptop computers. All four were killed. The gunman fled the scene, and police say he may have had an accomplice who helped him get away. NPR's Martin Costi has more on the story.
This is a very strange situation here because just a few weeks ago in Seattle, there was a similar ambush. A Seattle police officer was shot to death in a squad car and another officer wounded. They have a suspect in custody in that case. So this case is very surprising and strange, and the entire area here is just in shock right now. It's completely a blank slate here in terms of why this happened, but they have to think about whether this might have been some sort of a copycat situation in which someone saw what happened in Seattle when that police officer was gunned down on Halloween, and perhaps something similar happened here.
NPR's Martin Costi reporting from Lakewood, Washington. Iran has announced plans to build 10 new uranium enrichment facilities in defiance of UN demands that it halt all enrichment activities. Analysts say Iran has made similar announcements in the past but not followed through. The White House said Iran's plans, if true, would be a further violation of UN Security Council resolutions. A prominent opposition leader is calling on Pakistan's president, Asif Ali Zardari, to relinquish some controversial powers, including the authority to dissolve the National Assembly. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has the story.
Pressure is mounting on President Zardari to honor a promise to transfer powers to the prime minister, making Pakistan's presidency more of a ceremonial post. Former dictator Pervez Musharraf concentrated authority in the presidency, which was enshrined in the 17th Amendment to the Constitution. Zardari said Friday that he will abolish the amendment in December. But Shahbaz Sharif, the brother of main opposition leader Nawaz Sharif, said that Zardari has made similar promises before and urged him to act immediately. The call potentially complicates Zardari's already weakened position. An amnesty just expired that protected him from prosecution for alleged graft. In what analysts say was a nod to critics, Zardari transferred command of the country's nuclear arsenal to the prime minister last week. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Senate begins formal debate tomorrow on its version of legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system. Some moderate Democrats, such as Evan Bayh of Indiana, say the bill is in need of revision.
Starting with cost, we've got to get this deficit down. The CBO says this proposal begins to do that. That's encouraging. But Congress in the past, as you know, has sometimes not lived up to its commitments. So I think we need to have an enforcement mechanism in there.
Bayh was on Fox News Sunday. The top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Richard Lugar, says he would like to postpone action on health care so Congress can focus on President Obama's new strategy for Afghanistan to be announced this week, in particular, how to pay for it. This is NPR News from Washington. Exit polls in Uruguay indicate that a former leader of the armed resistance there, Jose Mujica, has won today's presidential runoff election. Mujica, who's known as Pepe to his countrymen, nearly won a majority vote in the first round of balloting. Voters in Honduras are also electing a new president today. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York is voicing his opposition to a proposal by Adidas to shift production of National Basketball Association uniforms to Thailand. From member station WNYC, Mark Garber reports.
Senator Schumer urged intervention by NBA leadership to stop Adidas from outsourcing production of the league's official uniforms after what he called a lukewarm response to his own pleas to the company. If the sports apparel maker refuses to reverse its decision, Schumer says, the NBA should pull out of its contract with Adidas. The senator says about 100 jobs are at stake at the American Classic Outfitters factory in upstate New York. More than half the uniforms worn by NBA players are manufactured there. Adidas has said that it plans to break its multi-year contract with the company. The sportswear icon says it produces uniforms for teams at more than 30 facilities in North America, including two others producing jerseys in the U.S., and will continue to do so. For NPR News in New York, I'm Mark Garber.
Golfer Tiger Woods made his first public statement today about his car crash early Friday morning in front of his Florida home. On his website, Woods said the crash was his fault and has become embarrassing to him and his family. He also said he considers the matter private. Woods hit a fire hydrant and a tree after backing out of his driveway. For a third straight day, Woods declined to meet with Florida Highway Patrol investigators who want to speak with him about the incident. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.